put just a little bit of salt in that and put it in a jar. And you're talking about a delicious meal, but you got it.
What kind of bread is that?
It's cornmeal parched. And you put it in a jar, put you a little bit of salt, but not put much. You run it. Just keep tasting it along, just till you taste. And put it away in a jar, and then every now and then you take a spoon, go by there and get your spoonful. And eat it. You can't hardly stop on two or three spoonfuls. It's so good. It's got the best flavor to it you ever put in your mouth. And but you got to learn how to eat it, because you suck it down your windpipe. Mm. Get a powder in your mouth, whatever to slower hadn't wet, you see.
Yeah,
all right? If you draw a breath like that, it, you ought not to done. You choke. But anyhow, you learn how to eat it and eat it slow. And it's one of the best things you come up with. That is in the nut life.
It's not cornbread.
No, it ain't cornbread. It's just made, put in a jar. Brown it, put it in a jar or something, whatever you want to. And just use it with a spoon every now.
Do you like cornbread?
Ooh, yeah, I cook cornbread all the time. I'm having to buy my cornbread now, though. I run out of meal.
How do you like to fix your cornbread?
Oh, I like to take it out and put it in the... what I make it up in, and put me some flour in it. And if it's not self-rising flour, I have to put salt, season it. And then put a little baking powder, some more baking powder in it. And stir it up good and make it up with milk. I'll break an egg in it if I got it first. Stir it and then put the milk in. If I ain't got milk, I use water. And then put it in the pan. I can cook it on top of the stove or put it in the oven and cook it. Either way. It'll work either way.
Is there anything else, any other kind of bread you made with cornmeal?
No, I don't reckon so. You can make it called muffins. Make it into muffins. Put it in them little pans, call it muffin bread. You can do that.
What about these, these round things that have some onion in them? Some people like to eat them with fish.
Oh. But get acquainted with this boy. Hey. This is Kelly boy.
Uh-huh.
Lives uptown. That's who I thought you were when you came up
yeah.
the other day. This
yeah.
Kelly boy.
Yeah.
And got to look and found him. All right. He's our neighbor.
Uh-huh.
We really enjoy it. Good friend, a good worker. Better working than anything else, all right.
Uh-huh.
He's really good. I'm proud of him.
So you call those things
muffins. Little muffins you can make out of cornbread.
Have you ever made yourself any hush puppies?
I do that all the time when I got fish. Cook fish. If I cook it myself. I don't want the fish without the hush puppies. And I take them things, and I can just make them to where you just about eat too many of them. I can put that seasoning in them, you know, a teeny bit of pepper and onions, a lot of onions. And I make them up and put a little flour in my meal, just like I'm going to use it for bread. And then make all that together, stir it up, get it ready. When my fish gets done then, just go dip them out with a spoon, put them in there. In the grease, hot grease. Cook them brown, take them out, cool them up, and they're ready to go. It's really good. I love hush puppies. I don't cook fish unless I cook some, hardly. They're so good.
You ever hear people talk about a pone of cornbread, a corn pone, something like that?
Yeah, they make them in pones. You can make it in pones. Now, if you've got a big family, you have